Fisting today with Rich Nelson of Allendale. We've got the latest WASD, and man, it kind of seems like it was not really very exciting this time.
You know, USD made its general viewpoint on some of these things known, but the market really paid attention to its own ideas about these psychological-based stories. For soybeans, Brazil's crop was lowered 139 and now 134 million tons. That was on the trade expectation. And USD did drop a little bit for Brazil's exports. And they also did drop just a little bit out of Argentina. But the big surprise for us on this balance sheet for soybeans was that they did not give the old crop export sales a boost. So though U.S. soybeans did see declines in stocks, that was due to crush, not exports. So the trade would see this as maybe a little disappointing for soybeans. A discussion on the corn. USDA only cut a little bit out of Brazil's crop. They didn't touch the Argentine crop numbers, which surprised some. And they left the U.S. balance sheet unchanged. So just like soybeans, the trade feels more or less they're going to ignore USDA's numbers for this report here. And as far as the wheat side, this is the one which kind of did match up with reason. You know, USDA did recognize the fact we've got some pretty poor U.S. wheat export sales, and we did pop up stocks a little bit by 20 million bushels, 648 million bushels now. So the message for today's report was the idea that USDA had its own say. The market feels it won't be a month or two from now until it gets more realistic numbers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the weather situation, not just here, but weather seems to be playing a factor pretty much everywhere right now.
And that's a very valid point here. So, you know, in the past 7 days, we've seen a little dryness for portions of Argentina. That will still be with us in the next few days directly ahead. Brazil, we've got a two-week forecast with a little net dryness for the south. And on top of that, you did mention the U.S. discussion with our own weather, and a lot of us, based on reports from our own private forecasters, do have concerns about this coming spring and summer as well, not just in the plains, but also in portions of the Midwest. So there are reasons, especially weather-wise, to hold in premiums right now.
At what point do we start seeing like these drought numbers like affect the WASD numbers, or when will that start to happen, or is it already happening?
And that's a really interesting question. So, you know, we are seeing USD address portions of the South American argument, but that they're not really touching its impact yet on how this impacts the U.S. And this is really interesting because we do have confirmed old crop sales already for 3 weeks in a row. So from the trade's point of view, it will be something that USD has to address. Maybe by the time we get into perhaps the April supply demand report, once they feel more comfortable with the overall production numbers, we might see them being more reasonable on some of these U.S. changes as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about cotton. So what did this report show us for cotton?
You know, as far as the cotton side, you know, the trade was expecting major changes for this report, but USDA number one did increase stocks. It increased stocks from 3.2 to now 3.5 million bales. And they widened the gap from last year's relatively low number of 3.5. As far as changes for this report, obviously nothing updated for the 2021 already established cotton crop. What they did here was they did suggest that perhaps maybe a little bit lower use on the export side would be the issue. So over as far as the cotton issue, you know, we did see some higher stocks and a little market interest in that. I do find it interesting the trade reaction here today was a little lower, maybe a little more expected by about 65 cents in the March contract.
Well, I know the weekly sales X report is also coming out on Thursday. Will those numbers kind of come into play here?
And they will. You know, while the trade kind of ignored USDA for their own balance sheet today, you know, they certainly will be happy to see these export sales numbers tomorrow, and specifically for soybeans. These numbers, the trade range for soybeans will range anywhere from a 30% increase over the same week from normal to as much as 120% increase. So this sale for soybeans will be good. That's kind of already expected. We've seen some of these overnight sales. For corn and wheat, the numbers should be more or less mixed, kind of a neutral tone versus what should be a strong number for soybeans.
What have you heard on that for cotton?
You know, as far as the cotton side, we are hearing more of a mixed report. As far as overall numbers for the export side, the trade has been leaning a little concerned in recent days. We'll see if not just this reduced export forecast hits the cotton trade. Also, keep in mind, we do have a monthly inflation number out here later on this week, which may be a secondary factor for grains, livestock, and cotton.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the livestock sector. I know the beef numbers were a little bit bullish.
And that's a really good point here. So we've had this discussion about beef production overall. We've seen a little higher weights. We wanted to see maybe some placements. We'll push a few extra cattle into the spring and summer market rather than later next year. As far as the overall production numbers, now USD did add over 200 million bushels to, or 200 million pounds to their 2022 production forecast. What I find is interesting on the beef side here is for this report, they also raised exports. And this is interesting because we don't have the export sales yet to justify this. So good news for us export-wise. We'll see if it does hit. I got to say on the pork side of things here, we did see a drop in production for this report. That's reasonable given our lower than expected numbers these past few weeks. Export sales wise, we did not have a big jump here for this discussion. So a little mixed trade there.
Since this report was not super exciting, do you expect next month's to be a little more exciting?
I think it will, because from USDA's approach, they don't hit these numbers for South America hard right off the bat. It won't be till the March or maybe the April report that we get a little more higher confidence numbers as far as these South American crops. Keep in mind, USDA is at 134 million tons. I personally can't make an argument below 132. So these arguments of 125 to 128, I still think those are big questions and probably will be ignored in a couple months, not right now yet.
All right, Rich Nelson of Allendale, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.